Good evening and welcome to a very special episode of The Buck Stops Here. I'm Vishnu Shom. The biggest story in the National Capital Region, in fact in so many areas across North India, is air pollution. We're at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences trying to get an understanding of just how bad the situation is. How are more patients coming in? Where does research stand on this issue? And joining us now are two of India's leading experts. Dr. Randeep Guleria is the director of the All India Institute. Thanks very much, sir,
Thank
for
you.
Being with us. Sir, Dr. Lodha is a pediatrician. He deals extensively with children and various aspects of the ailments which are now coming in. And thank you very much for agreeing to speak to us. My first question to you, sir, the numbers that you've seen in maybe the last 1 week or so, how have they gone up? What are the indicators?
So if you start looking at the numbers, especially as far as adults are concerned, I'm sure the pediatric numbers would be in a similar trend. There has been an increase in number of patients with underlying respiratory diseases, whether it be asthma, chronic bronchitis, and in the elderly, due to respiratory congestion, worsening of the underlying disease, or because of worsening of the underlying cardiac disease. If you want to put a rough number, it could be something like about a 15-20% increase.
Among adults?
Among adults, yes.
And in absolute numbers for a hospital?
So in absolute number, if you were to say how many extra patients do we get per day, I would say on a roughly maybe about 150 to 200 extra patients per day because of respiratory problems.
And this would be in the OPD?
This is in the OPD. The issue in the OPD is that they're not that sick, but they have acute worsening. Some of them would need to go to the emergency. But the concern is that you will get a significant rise in number of people coming to the emergency, which can be associated with higher morbidity and mortality.
Okay. And sir, among the patients coming in now, for example, to the emergency, how many, do you see a sizable increase in the number of children coming in?
So children, in general, respiratory illnesses are even otherwise common, including infectious diseases and so on. But there's a fair number of children who come in with asthma. So during this particular time of the year, you would get an increase in number of children who come in with acute attacks of asthma, and they would often present to emergency because they get these episodes of breathlessness, difficulty in breathing, and that's what would they would be getting in. So as sir said, it's like roughly about 15 to 20% increase that we would be seeing during this period of time. And part of one of the reasons would definitely be the increasing pollution and the smog that's there in and around Delhi.
Yeah. And doctor, I mean, in terms of the cases coming in the last couple of weeks, is it similar to what you see over a period of time in the winters, or is it more acute? Are there more cases of distress, of breathing distress, or is it allergies and asthma, which you see in any case?
So as the weather changes, allergies and asthma do tend to become more, but now we are seeing a lot of patients with respiratory distress, some of them who are apparently healthy, but because of an exposure to high levels of pollution, start complaining of chest tightness, wheezing, constricting sensation, cough at night. And they are those patients whom we feel have developed hyperreactive airways. Because of a constant exposure to high levels of air pollution and breathing that in, the airways get inflamed. And this leads to respiratory symptoms in otherwise healthy people. So this is another group that we have started seeing who are otherwise apparently all right. Some of them have been staying outside Delhi and have had no problem, but have moved in here for education or for jobs and have started having this problem during this time of the year. Then we have patients who have an underlying chronic respiratory or cardiac disease, or who are the elderly. This is a bad time for them, because when they are exposed to such high levels of pollution, their airway inflammation increases, oxygen saturation drops, and they become more breathless. They need to increase their medication. Some of them who are on oxygen need to take higher levels of the oxygen. And they are the ones who rush to the emergency with acute breathlessness, and some of them require nebulization. Some of them get admitted to the ICU and actually land up on a ventilator.
Doctor, it's sad because, Dr. Guleria was talking about the nebulizer. In countries around the world, even in our own country till a few years back, the nebulizer was essentially something that doctors wouldn't prescribe till a much later stage. Now, I have children. Both of them have been on the nebulizer in the past in winters. Isn't it really sad that, you know, that is very often a first line of treatment for you?
So I think in terms of the treatment options, I guess, you know, when we say nebulizer, we're talking about aerosol therapies, and they can be either be nebulizers or when you talk about inhalers, metered-dose inhalers. The purpose of that is essentially to deliver the medication where it's needed. So as compared to oral medication, it's a much smaller dose and it's a much more efficacious way of administering the medications. The issue is about increasing numbers that, you know, children are now being diagnosed with asthma and they are, you know, needing this treatment. And while we talk about adults, you know, it's about the outdoor environment and other things. We believe the home is a relatively safe environment, but I guess, you know, it's the air at home is going to be equally be bad, and it's going to reflect what's happening outside. I mean, even when we are talking about cities, we're not talking about areas where people use biomass burning, chulas and all. So even in that setting, children do get exposed. They don't really have to travel outside the home to get exposed and get these affected by the increasing levels of pollution. So, but now it's important that once diagnosed, the children are treated appropriately, because that's critical in terms of, and for that, it has the current standard of care is actually inhaled medications, not necessarily nebulizers, which we typically reserve in an emergency setting. In children, just like adults, to use inhalers, metered-dose inhalers, these same therapies can be used in children with some adaptations to facilitate their, you know, good technique.
Sure.
So, in terms of as a medication, it's not really difficult or more, because it's more efficacious than you do with the job with a much smaller dose, actually.
Yeah.
Dr. Lung cancer, smoking has been directly linked to lung cancer. But people are now smoking 50 cigarettes a day without actually smoking. There are children who are smoking the equivalent of that. Is this a real worry that going forward in the years ahead, you'll see a rise in lung cancer cases for people who don't even smoke?
So when we're talking of the effects of air pollution, very often we just talk about the short-term effects. Acute worsening of a person who's had underlying respiratory disease or cardiac disease. We don't really discuss the long-term effects of individuals who are living constantly for years at end in a city where pollution levels have constantly been in the very poor or in the severe range. And there is a large body of data now which is emerging, which is showing that the risk for coronary artery disease, strokes, goes up significantly, because as you start inhaling all these fine particulate matter, it causes inflammation of your blood vessels. This inflammation of the blood vessel leads to what we call atherosclerosis, hardening of your vessels. And therefore, these individuals get predisposed to strokes, to heart attacks. And now there is also evidence that cancer, especially lung cancer, is also becoming another risk factor which we need to add on to the other problems that we have of air pollution. So air pollution is not only an acute event that we just worry about it during the winter months when levels are very high and when we have smog. It's something we need to worry about constantly because the younger generation and the youngsters are constantly breathing this air for months at end. And what is going to happen 15, 20 years down the lane is something that we're really worried about, because we'll have high incidence of heart attacks, high incidence of strokes and cancers among non-smokers.
Yeah. Doctor, one last question to you. The difference between developed lungs and underdeveloped lungs among children is a big factor in all of this. How are children the most vulnerable in a situation
so
like
children's
this?
Children's lungs are still developing, and there have been studies which have kind of looked at the pollution levels and what happens to the lung function over a period of time. And children who are exposed to higher levels of pollution do have significantly lower lung function as they grow, maybe during adolescence. And the good part is that there have been studies where people, where they have taken action against pollution, there has been some reversal. So, you know, you could have a downhill trend, and if you are able to contain the pollution to a great extent, you would see some improvement. And these days, low lung volumes or low lung function actually is associated with long-term outcomes, morbidity, mortality, cardiac function. And plus this ongoing issue about inflammation in terms of, affecting all parts of the body. And the other component is that compared with adults, children would have a relatively higher intake of air as compared to, let's say, adults for their given size.
Yeah.
And therefore, proportionately, they may be getting, you know, more exposed than, let's say, the adults.
Right.
And adults, it comes in the stroke and other things, cardiac effects. Now, some of those things wouldn't be identifiable in children. You're mainly going to focus on respiratory. But what it's going to do is it affects the lung function. And lung function, we know, is going to be affecting various other things there, over exercise capacity, other aspects, inflammation in other parts of the body. So as a long-term thing, I think we need to be seriously be concerned about controlling pollution through the year. I mean, this is one aberration right now, but even rest of the year, the pollution aren't too good either.
Yeah.
And there has to be a multi-pronged strategy, because the catch is India is a developing world.
Yes.
There would be industrialization, there's going to be construction, there's going to be vehicles and so on. Yet, despite that, the challenge would be whether we can contain the pollution levels, and that we owe it to the children. It's timely. Today's Children's Day. I guess
it's not much of a Children's Day, sadly.
No, it's celebrated as Children's Day.
I know.
But we need to, our policymakers need to take strong steps, and I guess everybody has to take. I mean,
sure.
It's not just the policymakers.
Well, there you have it. Two of India's leading doctors at India's leading hospital, the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, talking about a reality. This is not fiction. This is what's happening. It's happening to the elderly, it's happening to children, it's happening to people across the country. The National Capital Region is really in an air apocalypse. One, it's not really an exaggeration to say that. What's going to happen going ahead? One thing is clear, people are suffering. That needs to change. So that was the situation at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences. But what about private hospitals in Delhi? Have they seen a similar rise in admissions because of the air pollution in the last few days? Well, we're going to travel to Fortis Hospital, Fortis Escorts in Delhi, to get an idea of just how bad the situation here is. Is it a similar story in private hospitals as it is in government hospitals? For the last 1 week or so, the situation in the National Capital Region, in fact, across large parts of North India, has been catastrophic in terms of air quality. We've travelled to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences to get an idea of how patients are suffering, the numbers over there. But what about the situation in some of our leading private hospitals? Joining us now, two of India's foremost doctors, Dr. Ashok Seth. Thanks very much for being with us. And Dr. Srivastav joins us as well. I'd like to thank you very much for allowing us to sort of meet you over here at Fortis Escorts. And I just wanted to ask you this. The numbers, doctor, first of all. Are you seeing a very substantial rise in the number of patients in, let's say, the last week, 10 days?
I think that's correct. It's absolutely true. This sort of weather, it's not just the cold. It's the pollution which is actually creating a larger number of patients, precipitating heart disease, heart attacks as well, and I'd say precipitating a lot of chest infections. So we're seeing a whole array of disease processes being influenced by this, and it's even strokes are getting influenced by this. So we know that this is the biggest terror. We always used to say, it's cold, and that's why people are coming in. Now I must have to say, it's this pollution which has got. And we're talking about every day, at least 10 to 15 patients who are getting admitted directly because of the smog, rather than the cold or rather than the usual problems. Say, for example, chest infections.
So these are OPD cases.
These are OPD that we're seeing much more. I'm talking now
emergency cases.
Yeah, emergency. Our patients coming to the emergency. Chest infections, we know, get worse in winters. But people who have never had long-standing lung problems are now getting admitted with infections that they've never actually faced before for situations. Bronchitis, which is the first onset bronchitis rather than a history of bronchitis for the past. Yes, this has been a bad situation.
So I just want to get this point right. 10 to 15 cases in emergency who you believe are directly linked to pollution are coming in. And in the past, what would it normally be?
In the past, I'm now talking about the specific cases. We could have had 10 cases, but there would be all of
other
ailments. Now we're talking about chest infections per se, bronchitis, breathlessness requiring inhalers and bronchodilators and antibiotics. And then we're talking about more increase in what we call unstable anginas, which means almost threatening to have heart attacks.
We'll talk about that in a moment. Doctor, you deal extensively with the elderly. How are they, along with children, the most vulnerable?
You see, what happens is that elderly population, by virtue of their having an advanced age, are in any case immunocompromised. Their fighting capacity is much lesser. And there are the substantial number of elderly population are the ones who are addicted to walks. Mm. And these are the patients, despite taking adequate and more precautions, they get into the morning walk and then they get a chill. Typically it starts with sneezing, cough, bad eyes, gritty nose, and then they'll come up with shortness of breath. And typically, like Dr. Seth said, that these are the ones who have never had a past history of asthma or bronchitis. Mm. But these are de novo or newer onsets, so you see them for the first time. And that's the reason why we are insisting that these are the patients who are directly involved because of pollution.
Yeah.
Number two is that these people have, they get kind of isolated, because these are the people who have gone into that state of addiction. If they don't walk, they feel bad about it. And they insist on walking. They have their own mind.
It's unbelievable. A doctor would actually tell patients, given the environment, don't walk. I mean, when for all your careers, you've been telling people walk. It's truly sad.
It is. In fact, I feel sad for the kids. I practice a lot of geriatric medicine, but I feel sad for the kids, because as kids, there was no evening that we didn't play outside into the playground. And here, these people are forced to sit inside the home and sit with their tabs and go for nothing except video games.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I was just thinking of this. It's one of those times that we're actually advising our patients not to go for walks. In fact, I was sitting in the OPD yesterday. Every time my habit would be, and you must go for your walks. And yesterday I was trying to curb it. I would start by saying, you must go for your walks, and then say, sorry, don't go for your walks.
And so therefore, what is your opinion, doctor, on the Delhi Marathon? It's come up in court. The Indian Medical Association has said it needs to be deferred. Would you, as a cardiologist, endorse that view?
Certainly, I would endorse that view. This is to run in this sort of weather. Even just walking outside is pollutants. This is not the right. We are talking about an emergency at the moment.
Yeah.
The sort of air quality index is unheard of in any place in the world. In fact, no. This is not right for people to breathe this sort of air, and we've got to do something very strongly about it.
Yeah.
So running in this weather is an absolute no-no as far as I'm concerned.
Doctor, you were telling me about emergency cases. That's gone up, what, 10 to 12, 10 to 15, right,
yes,
is what you said. Emergency cases linked to air pollution. OPD cases, have you seen a rise as well?
Yes.
In the last week? Can you give me some numbers, percentage?
I think we would have increased that by 10% or so in the OPD.
And would you be able to give me some numbers of that?
If we actually take the hospital as a whole and take all the OPD patients, we're talking about, in a week's time, at least 80 new patients coming in because of the
pollution.
A 10% increase in our OPD numbers, new patients, of talking about new patients.
That's interesting, because those numbers match the numbers at the All India Institute. Right. They are between 10 to 15%.
Yeah, and I would also say that something which gets missed in everybody's mind, we know about lung disorders, we know about other aspects of pollution, and you keep talking about that, tiredness, exhaustion, so on and so forth. But what we don't realize is the fact its importance in coronary artery disease.
Yes.
I guess, and I totally strongly believe, that the reason why we've been increasing our heart disease cases year after year in the recent times, when we say, "Arey, khana hai, theek nahi khate hain, exercise nahi hoti hai, there's stress," this pollution. It has actually been shown in science. A huge study was done on it, on a sequential follow-up of 10 years, showing that this sort of air quality, and they didn't even talk about this sort of air quality, to tell you, they frankly talked about 1/5 of this sort of air quality actually creating a 20% increase in heart disease. So we were talking about, you know, the 2.5 particulate matter of around 30s and 40s level causing a 20% increase in the rate of degeneration of heart disease. Now we actually taken 50 at least 5 times the worst air quality that was actually studied in those landmark papers. So we are actually, it's almost like everybody's expecting us to get used to this poisonous air.
It's not possible. We aren't built that way. Doctor, let me ask you, just moving on and focusing on lung cancer, because that's a point that also needs a correlation. Do you believe that if these air pollution levels exist, then in the future, I don't know, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years more, people who have never smoked in their lives would end up being potential lung cancer patients?
So the whole Delhi is a smoker currently. And not smokers, they're heavy smokers, if you go by the current standards. If you look at it yearly, if the numbers are 15 micrograms per cubic meters, we are currently at about 300, 400, whatever. And these are bad. So my guess is that not only lung cancers will go up, there are several cancers which are attributable to smoking, which is the carbon monoxide, et cetera, whatever are the ones. These are the things which are going to see a substantial rise, but not now, because these will have over a period of time impact. So we should do some kind of a longitudinal studies to find out what is the current status of lung cancer now in our population and follow it up 5 years. But that will be too late. Actually, it will be too late.
Okay, I just want both of you to give a few suggestions. It doesn't have to be what can people do now, NOW, to protect themselves?
So this is, now it boils down on everyone. This is like a war zone where everybody has to take part in protecting himself and contributing to this, to decrease this pollution. So clearly, sort of exercising within your houses rather than going out, avoid burning of anything of any form, etc. I think it's time to see how you can actually carpool and have less of the fumes and fumes coming out of your own cars, less of diesel vehicles on the road. I think makes me actually believe that if I have a diesel car, it better stay inside till the summers come in, and I should use alternative methodologies of travel. So I think air purifier also becomes very important. We feel that even within our homes, we probably protect it from the outside air. That's not the case. It's almost like having smoke in our own home, and therefore air purifiers, especially for the elderly, has become extremely important.
Yeah.
And that has to be kept running on and on to be actually effective.
Yeah.
So we're talking about those. We're actually making sure that we actually have green plants far more, so that we have more oxygenation, at least at our homes, if not outside.
Yeah.
So there are many activities that we need to do for ourselves, but there are equal number of activities we need to do for others as well.
Yeah. One last example, if you can, on how people, perhaps the elderly, perhaps others, anything that comes to mind that they can do now. I mean, policy we keep talking about.
I totally agree, because these are all long-term issues. But for a current understanding of the things for elderly population, like I said, that they have to avoid this. So there are a lot of friends of mine whose parents I have asked that if they are in America, they have gone there, they'll come back when it is a little better, south, go south somewhere. Because it is very important that they should not get exposed.
Mm.
Because not only is coronary artery disease, like Dr. Seth said, arrhythmias get precipitated, heart failures get precipitated. We are seeing so many more number of heart failures, which you usually don't see in this point of, it's not too stiff a winters. It is not that bad a winter that you should start seeing more of heart failures. But we are seeing
what
increase.
Age group?
Elderly population.
What about younger patients, doctor? Is that a concern also?
That's a longer term concern.
That's a longer term concern.
The very fact that I said, I believe that the younger patients are getting, when we always talk about this, heart disease is increasing in our younger population. We give all sorts of reasons. This is the reason why heart disease is increasing in younger population. We talk about smoking to them. They actually retort back saying, that is 20 times the cigarettes that I actually smoke.
Yeah.
You're asking me to stop smoking? Let's do something about this, because this is 20 times the number of cigarettes I smoke. And I do that in an hour. You're talking about a whole day.
I'd like to thank both of you very much for speaking to us. Well, there you have it. Two of India's leading doctors telling us just how bad the situation is. What doctors are facing, a rise in the number of cases. But what the long-term impact of all of this is going to be, only time will tell. And sadly, that long-term impact would likely be very negative. We're completely out of time on this program. Thanks very much for being with us.